Welcome to the Monster Hunter Podcast Show. It's episode 15 for the 25th November 2010. Welcome to the Monster Hunter Podcast. I'm Christian from Game Design Reviews.
Hey everyone, this is Social Dissonance, also known as Shepard. Christian, do you know what time it is?
Yes, I know. It's time for the lightning round.
Exactly. That's going to be right. That's right. 3 minutes each question. We're going to go all the way for you Tumblr listeners. We're going to go all the way through your questions real fast. You hear me, Christian? You got it going.
Okay, yes. So we have 2 minutes for every question. Wait a minute.
That's right.
So the first question is from Anonymous on Tumblr. Mm-hmm. Hi there. I'm a huge fan of your podcast. Great job and keep up the good work. I'm a low rank hunter and I really want to go up to upper rank now. I am hunter rank 21 and I'm finding ways to how to get to hunter rank. Okay.
Feeling a little inadequate in the low rank there, buddy. That's all right.
That's okay. I find waiting to get to high rank very boring. Can you guys give me suggestions on how to get around hunter rank 31 faster? Thanks. That's an excellent question for lightning round.
Exactly right, yeah. Well, a hunter is a hunter no matter what, but if you want to get high fast, I'd say fight the big monsters. Don't you say so, Christian?
Definitely. The bigger, the better.
If you've got the skill, what it takes to get in higher rank, just fight those surprise monsters that happen in. Like if you're hunter rank 1 and you see a Wraithium, just kill it.
Yeah. Just
next question!
Next question! Okay, next question is from Anonymous, also on Tumblr. Hi guys, so fresh here. Loving a podcast, my question is, when having the critical draw skill and using the hammer, when you unsheathe it directly into charge mode, would the following super pound be always critical? Thank you guys, keep it up.
It's critical like my skills. Absolutely, all of your draw skills. So that'd be your unsheath attack or any other charges directly for breath. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, woohoo, lightning round!
Yeah! Another question from Anonymous. First off, you guys are awesome for making this podcast.
You're awesome.
Yes, you're awesome for sending in this question. Now, for my question, I was wondering what your opinion would be on the ideal team of four hunters, i.e. two hammers and a gunner and a sword and shield, etc. As well as what sort of support items are useful.
Well, everybody should be ringing life powders, but if you want an ideal setup, you want to have statuses all the time, right, Christian?
That's right.
They're on a lot of statuses. I'd bring two guns, one hammer, and one bladed weapon just to cut the tail. That's right.
That's right.
Next question!
That's a very long sound effect. We have to make it shorter.
No,
sound
I like it.
We have to make shorter sound effects because it's the lightning round.
Lightning round!
Okay, next question from Anonymous. First off, you guys are awesome for... Oh, no, that's the same question.
Lightning round!
I'm too slow for the lightning round. If you want a quick reference for what attacks with what weapons not to use excessively, here. Greatsword, upswing. Switch X, upswing, comma, elemental burst. Bowgun, crag, pellet, cluster. Longsword doesn't have any launchers, but it seems the spirit combo sort of overtakes the immunity from tripping that you get while attacking. Sword and shield, usually fine, as long as you don't hit somebody with a full combo or shield bash too much. Lance, don't charge. Hammer, avoid the, I think, first level charge attack, the one that launches that isn't the super pound.
And well, you know what I say. Nobody puts Hunter in the corner. But that's okay, because if you got two gunners, you don't have to worry about hitting your teammates.
Exactly. So, wait. If you have gunners, then it's still crack and pellet and cluster shot are still not quite good.
Oh, okay. Don't blow up your teammates. Woo! Lightning round!
Woo! Lightning round! Oh, this is a long one. We're gonna skip the next one. It's a long one.
Lightning questions, people.
Okay, another question from Anonymous. How to change Classic Style 2 to Classic Style 1?
Go to your settings in the start menu. Go from Classic Style 2 to Classic Controller 1, and that's it.
That's it. Next question. Whoa, lightning round!
Lightning round!
Anonymous on Tumblr asks us, Dear Cassus, what are your favorite titles to use while online? P.S. Look out a great baggie.
Dragon Lady.
You use Dragon Lady as a name?
Weapon Master. I don't know. It's been so long since I've been online. Great Shepherd, who was so great, he had his own city.
You had the entire city, but it wasn't named after you.
Well, you know, I kind of just took it over. Lightning Round!
Lightning Round! All right, next question. Hello, Monster Hunter Podcast. For quite some time now, I have been using the Sword and Shield. It hasn't failed me yet. I have the Audio Guard, Pawn, Talisman, and that too hasn't failed me. For now, I'm Hunter rank 45 and increasing. I'm wondering, since I'm becoming more of an Elite Hunter every day, I played Monster Hunter 3. Should I be using any other weapon? Is the Sword and Shield not powerful enough to kill the Elatrion? I love it, but I need some advice from the experts. Thank you and happy hunting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say all the weapons are great for killing Elatrion, but if you want to really mix up the game, switch around your weapons. That's how it goes. New weapon, it's a new game. Try it.
And also remove the Auto Guard thing. That's for
Yeah, Auto Guard is garbage. So, you want to put on like an attack boost or some sort of elemental boost, status boost, whatever it is your weapon's doing, you want to be doing. That's right. Lightning Round!
Lightning Round! next question from and Ryan Life. Hey guys, I love the podcast and I listen to it while I play. Moving on to my question, I was wondering how the damage of the level 3 greatsword charge compares to the hammer super pound. I'm wondering this because I'm mostly a hammer bogan and occasionally lance user, and I'm wondering if I am missing out on any extra damage. Thanks very much, signed Nathan R.
Well, all right, I gotta go into nerd math mode. I'll be right back with jacked up social distance. The super pound for the hammer does 76% damage for the actual pound. I think it does about 16% in the upswing. Mm-hmm. So you can put the two together, it's about, what is it, 82? It's 92. And a level 3 great charge, 110%, plus it's a small multiplier of 1.3. So if you do a critical greatsword charge and compare that to a critical drawn super pound, the greatsword charge will be about 1.5 times as powerful, but in general, you're going to be getting off maybe more attacks with the hammer only because you're going to be getting the monster exhausted or knocked out. Lightning round!
Lightning round! Next question from I Am A Hunter. Hi, fellow Tumblrs. I would like to know if there's a difference of any sort between Monster Hunter Freedom Unite and Monster Hunter Freedom 2. Thanks and advice from me.
The difference is they added a whole nother level of difficulty. You know how you go from Monster Freedom, you go from low rank to high rank. Well, suddenly in Monster Hunter Freedom Unite, you go from high rank to G rank. That is for gangster. So once you're in your gangster rank, you get to fight all sorts of new monsters and get all sorts of new armor and weapons. It's a lot of fun. I really hope they end up getting a Monster Hunter Portable 3rd G, because I would definitely want to be gangster there. That's right, Christian.
Lightning round!
Lightning round!
Okay, next question from Anonymous. Hey guys, I'm really enjoying the podcast. Keep up the great work. I recently got back into Unite and have two questions regarding the Bogan class. Personally, I prefer the mobility of the light Bogan class, but compared to the damage some heavy Bogans do, is it worth to stick with light Bogans, or should I force myself to get used to heavy Bogans, Unite only? Second question is, I've seen videos of people using heavy Bogans and they never have to reload. Is this a cheat or some kind of armor weapon skill?
Well, Christian, I mean, it's two different completely sorts of styles. I mean, if you're going to be using the light bowgun, you're going to be using a lot of elemental shots, you're going to be using a lot of status shots, you're going to be very mobile. So if you're fighting a fast monster like a Tigrex, you don't want to get hit by it, you don't want to have a shield, definitely use a light bowgun. However, if you're fighting a big monster like La Xiao Long, or maybe you're fighting Diablos where you could stand up on a ledge, use a heavy bowgun. You know, it's a trade-off. But in either case, the light bowguns are still fairly powerful, so go ahead and use that. As for the no reloading, that's a skill called auto-reload. Huh. It's great for normal shots and level 1 elemental shots because you don't have any recoil, but it sets your recoil to maximum, so be really careful when you use it. Otherwise, be careful and make sure to shoot that Diablos in the tail. That's right, lightning round!
Lightning round! By the way, is there an auto reload in Monster Hunter Tri?
No, the best thing that they have is the load up.
Load up. What's that?
It just adds one. It adds one to every shot that you have.
That's for turkeys.
Pretty weak. And we kill turkeys.
Okay, next question from Anonymous. Hi, first of all, there's an all missing, I think. Okay, first of all, I really like the show. Keep up the good work. Praise. Right?
You keep up the good work for submitting questions.
That's really a long sound effect there.
I like it, though.
Right, now that's out of the way. I just started Monster Hunter Tri, and I just finished Kurupeko. I'm using Greatsword and Switch Axe, nudge, Shepherd. I am planning to Bogan as soon as I get Benabra armor. My question is, does the rewards you get from reporting your hunts to the Chief's Son consider broken parts to a large monster, or does it just consider kills?
It only considers kills and captures. Breaking apart doesn't do anything other than maybe make the fight a little easier. Like, if you're going to smash that little Kurupeko's beak, it's going to take him a lot longer to sing or call another monster. Might be worth it. Plus, you do a lot more damage shooting him in the face anyways. That's right, Christian. Shoot him in the face. That's the way the gangsters do it. Monster Hunter Freedom Unite! Yeah. Lightning Round!
Lightning Round! How do you know such stuff?
I kill a lot of things.
but really? You can't get a King's Frill from the rewards.
Yeah, there's no place for it to show up.
Oh, so you know the different colored boxes on the rewards things. These were different rewards for different things on the quest show up.
Right? That's right. Yeah, when you do the normal quest and you're killing a great Jaggy and you break his face, you'll get a separate little box where that would be the reward for there. But when you kill him out in the Moga field, all you can do is report the kill and or capture to the village chief's son. He doesn't know what you did out there. You can do anything to the monster. Just make sure it's legal.
Well, yeah. And, you know, don't let any minors watch.
Right.
Next question from Anonymous. I'm sorry, I'm going to give you a heart attack, but I have the Helios set plus and the Electron set with a lens. I'm only using the Wiimote. Next question. Hey, it's the guy who sent a message about ballista delay with Wiimote. And seeing Shepard's video, he seems to be able to get off the ballista shot as soon as he's able to aim and fire again. Whereas with the Wiimote, it seems once you're able to fire again, getting off the ballista requires another, well, it seems to be like 2 or 3 seconds. Take from that what you will.
It doesn't believe. That's all right. Best of luck to you. Maybe that'll convince you to switch over to the Classic Controller 1.
Yes, it's definitely better for firing the ballistas, as we figured out. Thank you for posting us.
Yes, that's what we call the noble lie, Christian. It's worth it.
Yes. Next question from Lightning Round!
Lightning Round!
Hey guys, love the podcast. I have 2 questions for you. Question 1. With the third just on the horizon, what weapons do you guys... what weapons do we think we are going to use on Monster Hunter 3rd? He can't use the way to use the bow. And the second question is regarding a bow. What do you guys think of the bow in Freedom Unite? And what is the most effective way to use it? I used it in Freedom, but I couldn't find any sort of guide, so I was kind of in the dark.
You know what the bow is for, Christian?
No, I haven't used the bow yet.
It's for poor people.
What?
People that don't want to commit to being a real gunner. That's right, Christian.
Oh, wow.
You want to be a real gunner, you bring out a bow gun. You bring out a bow, you're saying, I don't want to pay for bow.
What's the problem with bow? Maybe the bow is going to be better in Monster Hunter 3rd.
I guess that's possible. There may be new attacks. It wasn't featured in the demo, so I wouldn't know one way or another. But the way it was in Freedom Unite is you spent so much time charging up your bow, you weren't really getting out damage. Whereas if you're using the bow gun, you could just constantly be firing.
There was no bow in the demo.
No, in Freedom Unite there was.
Ah, okay. But in the third demo, there was no bow. I was deeply disappointed.
There are some new attacks. Like, there's a new attack where you can shoot a whole ton of arrows up into the air, and it at least looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll be any good, but I'm just going to stick with the bow gun. That's just my opinion. Any bow you're going to use, you should replace it with a light bow gun.
I think I'm going to try the gun lens. I haven't used it yet because I haven't played the other portable games, but for me it combines guns with lances, and I like the lances and I like the guns, and it seems to me like a very natural progression. You know what kind of element I want to have on this lens? Lightning!
Lightning! It's actually very difficult to get a lightning gun lance in Monster Hunter Freedom 2. Actually, you can't get one. You have to get it at Monster Hunter Freedom Unite.
Maybe that's why I want to have one.
Okay, it's a good idea. Otherwise, I'm really excited about the dual swords. They're very boring in Monster Hunter Freedom Unite, but I think the new attacks that they're given in Monster Hunter Portable 3rd, it's going to make it a lot more exciting. I'm definitely excited to see more gauges, the better.
Excellent. Next question. Lightning Round! Next question from Rainwolf. To Shepard, how similar do you think Monster Hunter Portable 3rd will be to Tri? I've been watching your Let's Play videos, and I'm hoping that Monster Hunter Portable 3 adopts a quest and farm system similar to Tri. By the way, thanks for doing the Let's Play videos. I'm really enjoying them. I can't imagine the amount of time they must take you.
Takes a lot of time. Thank you very much. I'm glad you like them. As for the similarities, similar but different. I mean, as usual, they generally improve the farming aspects for the portable versions as opposed to the PSP or console versions.
Mm-hmm.
We can assume now that when we're doing online quests, we can easily get back to our farms in order to continue farming, because that's the sort of thing that they're going to want you to do. I mean, even if you don't want to, it's easy to hop on and off so you can constantly maintain your farm. So for one thing, we can be really grateful for that. Thank you, Capcom. We appreciate that. Why didn't you do that in Tri, you jerks?
Assholes.
Yeah, jerks. Yeah. Take the cowbell. Take it.
It's for farming.
Otherwise, we can expect about 18 new monsters, whether they're different color varieties or brand new. We can expect a lot more variety in both our weapons as well as different monster patterns. So expect all upgrades across the board, similar but better in every way.
It's going to be just better. There is no question about it.
I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, the only downside, and maybe if they release it digitally, the PSP Go peoples won't have to worry about this, is the controls on the classic controller are a lot better because you get that second analog. But other than that, everything's better.
Okay.
Learn the claw. Lightning round!
Lightning round! By the way, I played a little bit more of the demo now, and I realized what the claw really is. And I'm not really looking forward to having to use this kind of setup.
I have at least 1,000 hours of claw time on me. That's right. When I talk about arthritis, it's the real deal.
Oh, wow.
Carpal tunnel syndrome all the way. Carpal baggy syndrome all the way.
It hurts already.
Yeah.
Okay, next question from Anonymous. Do you think that Capcom will come out with an expansion to Monster Hunter Tri? Keep up the great work with a podcast.
The expansion is on the PSP in Japan. Hopefully going to be in the United States around March or April. That's right. You hear it here first.
It's called Monster Hunter Portable 3rd.
That's it. Expect no. It's very rare to see a full expansion on a console. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Especially on
Lightning Round!
Lightning Round! Or wait a minute. In this case, we have to play this one. Wow. The next question from Anonymous. Oh, this one is longer, but I'm going to read it anyway because we're hardcore. Hello. The moment I found this podcast, I listened to all of them the first day. This is hardcore, man. That's why I'm reading this. It's just so amusing to listen to. I currently have the Monster Hunter Unite and Tri, and I've been wondering why I happened to kill the Jen Moran just over 10 minutes. I had a team of 3 people, only one person was on cannon ballista duty. I used the Gen longsword against it and mostly meleeed the arms, the armor. I had it was equipped with full Wrathless with a skill attack up large and critical eye +1. After 5 minutes, we entered the final showdown. I continued to melee his legs and managed to break the legs. The person on the cannon ballista duty also managed to break both tusks. Then we killed it. We didn't even use the Dragonator. By the way, Social, you make the best monster and try videos on YouTube, and Christian, continue to make this awesome podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for beating the Jen Moran in only 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was really fast. Wow. That's a really fast time. 15 minutes? That must be low rank with high rank gear. He didn't really specify whether it was the high rank longsword, right?
He didn't.
But you can only assume it was. I mean, if not, I mean, that's more skilled than me. Good job, dude.
Good job. I'm going to play a random sound effect now.
That's right. That's a good turkey. We like that one.
Yeah.
That's a turkey we have given to you.
It's a tasty. Yeah, that's our Thanksgiving present to you. Do you give presents in Thanksgiving? Not really, right?
No, Thanksgiving's the best holiday because you just sit around and eat and you don't have to worry about anything other than eating, except maybe cooking. But if you enjoy cooking, then you get to enjoy cooking and eating.
See, I'm from Germany, and so I'm completely oblivious to your pagan holidays.
Yeah, that's a Native American pilgrim holiday that was fused together. And actually, did you know on the first Thanksgiving there was actually no turkey?
Heresy. And
it's
true.
Who knows where it came from? I don't even really like turkey. I prefer ham. And you know what a ham sounds like?
Like this? not really. Okay, maybe like this?
Yes, that's right, that one.
That's
what the ham sounds like when I pull it out of the oven.
when I pull things out of the oven, it sounds like this.
Whoa!
I have a hard
code. There's an Olympian oven there, man.
Okay, and next question from Anonymous. Hi, can you please tell me the difference between Monster Hunter Freedom 2 and Monster Hunter Freedom Unite? Did you already ask?
You know, I believe that is a duplicate question from a separate person. Well, there you go.
Anyway, next question, also from Anonymous. Hi there, I found your podcast by wandering in Shepherd's channel, and I found the podcast. Your video are great, also a podcast. Two questions. I'm having problems with Azure Dragonum. Is there any way to... Dragon Gem. Is there any way to have it easier? A second question, as a Lancer, I have Ignector armor with guard plus 2, sharpness plus 1, gem that in, and torch skill. Should I change armor?
No, that sounds like a great armor set. You know, yeah, your Ignector armor, I mean, you get guard plus 2, so you're going to be doing a lot of counters. I hope you're doing a lot of counters. And sharpness plus 1, as long as you're using the right weapon, like an Alatrian weapon or a Devil Jill weapon, you're going to be getting a huge damage boost. As for that Alatrian, just keep killing them. You know, you think the Azure Dragon Gems are hard to come by? Wait till you look for Sky Piercers and Webbings. You're in for a big surprise, boy.
There we go. That was level one lightning round. Another question from Anonymous. Hi, guys. Only a question that does not really include a game. Are there normally games included with the questions? Anyway, what do you think about Kezu and Giginox?
Kissing cousins.
Do you think?
That's what I think. I think they're from the Deep South and they like to kiss each other. They're cousins. They're related.
I never seen Kezu.
Well, think of it this way. Kezu is very resistant to poison. Giginox is very resistant to lightning. What is that spell? It spells love. And you know what love sounds like?
Oh yeah, it sounds like this. These turkeys are getting it on, I tell you.
Yeah.
Next question from Kenshin1080. Hey, our dear listener Kenshin1080. I really need help with this certain monster, Ash Lao Shang Lung. I'm using Kirin Gunner Defense 229 and Heavy Bowgun Bronze Attack 374. By the way, I'm armed to the teeth, and this my punctuation really helps to distinguish the individual sentences in your posts. I'm armed to the teeth, and this is my urgent quest and to finally become Hunter Rank 5. Thank you guys, are awesome, and love the podcast.
Well, you know what the weak spot in the Ash Lao Shang Lung is?
No, I don't. I have no idea. I never played this.
It's big, hairy, jingly, wingly. That's right. You got to hit him in the little bumpy down there. That's right. So I would not recommend bringing a bowgun. I'd recommend bringing a hammer or a lance. The lance, just keep doing up thrusts into that little big, hairy, jingly, jingly.
This is getting... I really have to put an explicit label on iTunes now on this.
You'll
this
know show. It when you see it. And that's what it sounds like when you hit it. If you have to use a heavy bowgun, though, I would definitely recommend get Adrenaline Plus 2, bomb yourself a little bit, use Pierce Level 3. Yeah, that's right, you can go through all the way through his body, make sure to hit the jingly-lingly. And next question, lightning round!
Lightning round! Here, another question about how to get the Azure Dragon Gem easily. I already answered this. Here, another question from I Am A Hunter. Hi, I had recently picked up a copy of Monster Hunter Freedom Unite and reached Kezu, and I got really stuck, so I went on YouTube and found this awesome way to kill Kezu, and here is a link if you want it. We're going to post it in the show notes.
I bet you sit up on a little ledge shooting with fire shots, rapid fire. I saw it too. Kind of cool, but, you know, there are better ways. Man up. Hit him in the face. Learn how to dodge him. You're going to want to later on.
Punch him in the face. That's how you do it. You punch him in the face.
I bet it's the video. It's in the snowy mountains. You go to Area 1 where he'll land, and you can actually get yourself up on a ledge where he can't hit you at all, and you can just shoot him from up there without any danger at all. There are a couple spots in Monster Hunter Freedom Unite where you can cheese the monsters like that. If you're having a hard time, I'd say do it a couple times. Definitely learn how to fight them normally. You don't want to cheat yourself out of the game. You want to fight some monsters, right?
Yeah.
It's Monster Hunter, not Monster Hider.
It says right on a package, man.
Kill some monsters.
It's Mr. Scotty82 from YouTube. I wonder if 82 means that he's 82 years old. I usually comment a bit on Shepherd's videos. This is not a regular question. You usually get it from fans, but I hope you might be able to answer it. Every time you fight a monster, it seems as if they have a great population of it, such as Great Jaggi or Kurupeko. But the story acts like you're focused on one thing, such as Legiacrus or Seidus, as if there's only one of them. What are your thoughts about this? Thanks if you answer this and keep up the good work. He has a point there.
Well, excellent point. Like, how many elder dragon Alatrions are there hanging around in the old volcano? You know what I mean? There's probably just one. I mean, it's the queen of the dragons.
Yeah, maybe he's like, there's like a time loop like your hunter is going through like a Groundhog Day thing.
Well, for a lot of monsters like that, I mean, if you really want to not ruin your suspension of disbelief, just believe that you can't ever actually kill those things. You could just knock them down and get some carves off, and they sooner or later just get up on their own and they're fine again.
Yeah, maybe there's like a hospital of monsters, and they're nursing them back to health.
Yeah, because it's not like you're going to be carting that C. Deus or whatever back up onto the land and be like ripping him apart. He's going to stay in that little cavern of his. So when you're carving pieces off him, once you fly out or swim out, he's just going to be getting himself, brought back up again. Although, you know, if you kill him like 30 times, I mean, it really does, you know, doesn't really make a lot of sense because, like, there really should only be one C. Deus, but whatever. Lightning round!
Lightning round! Here's a question from Anonymous. Shepard, I would like to know some good bowgun sets, armor and bowguns for the Legia Cruz, Rathalos, Barioth, Uragan, and Agnagnor. Plus, would you...
Oh, boy!
Sure, why not? There's this one gun that kills all of them. Plus, would you want to game sometime or for all of you? Yeah, that's kind of a lot of monsters for just one setup.
Yeah, well, I mean, what I like to do, Christian, is I like to reduce my recoil because I like shooting a lot of status shots. But in general, you know, you can go through my Let's Play. I've killed all those monsters so far except for the Uragan. Coming up very soon, I'll give you a little sneak peek. It's going to be a mixture of Ingot and Raytheon? I can't remember. I think it's Ingot and Raytheon. I want those earplugs and I want that recoil down. I can't even remember.
it's going to be in the video, I promise.
Yeah. Okay, bowguns, always put on a lot of recoil. You want to shoot a lot of status shots because those do a lot of damage over the long run. Otherwise, shoot them and don't let them hit you. Lightning round?
Lightning round!
I don't know. That's my monster I can afford. I have no time for four setups in my lightning round.
No.
My Let's Play. Actually, if you ask questions on my videos there individually, I almost always respond to all comments, so go ahead and do that.
And by the way, you know, if you're asking a question, that's actually four questions, right? Or five questions. Nine, that's six questions.
That's huge. And technically, I answered the Uragan question, so there you go.
Pick
I think one. I have the Giganox barrel. What is the frame? I forget if it's a Poison Stinger frame or Royal Ujoth frame, and then I think it's the Rathalos stock.
Plus,
No. I change it all. I change it all, Christian. I change it all.
Everything back to zero.
Everything. I think I use Diablos. I haven't made it yet, so I can't even remember. These are different ideas going on in my head. I think I use Diablos to get a Pierce up, and then I use the Legia Cruz stock. I think I use a Giganox barrel, and then maybe a Poison Stinger frame if it wasn't too heavy. This is not lightning round. This is slow round. This
is slow round. So we have to move on very quickly. Next question from Crazy 587. Do you podcast on Skype? Yes. Next question from Anonymous. Nick mentioned him somehow being in a Spanish service early in the morning. The same is true with the German servers for the EU version. Hell if I know when the French servers are up. Seems to be the same time as English. Excellent. Thank you for the suggestion. Next question. Anonymous asked. Lightning round!
Lightning round!
Shepard said the best way to get the Monster Hunter try is to run your farm. Get money in Monster Hunter try is to run your farm. Do the 3-star capture Royal Ludroth quest. I recently started to play Unite and wanted to know what is the equivalent quest to Unite to make a lot of money really fast. Thanks and keep up the great work with the podcast.
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's again, not lightning round question, huh?
Not a lightning round, because there's a lot of different answers. Mm. And it depends what rank he is.
Oh.
Well, low rank, people like to do the King and Queen quest, where you fight the Rathalos and Raytheon. Because in low rank, in Monster Hunter Freedom Unite, you get a lot of money from selling parts. And there's not that need for keeping your farm up with different resource points. The reason I do the Royal Ludroth is so I get those points. Right, Christian?
Yes.
You don't need that as much in Freedom Unite. So if you're looking for quests to kill things and get money... I would suggest that quest because you get a lot of cars, you get a lot of rewards. Once you get up to high rank, fighting his name's not Agnactor, but he's got big tusks and he lives in a volcano.
Uh-huh.
What is his name?
Okay, you guys figure it
he's
out.
He's Ukanlos's brother. He's the big melty guy. Kill him. He's got a lot of money. And if you talk to the cats and you eat there, sometimes you get a skill that gives you double the money. Whenever you get that, kill him. Otherwise, I don't know, grow a lot of mite seeds, sell them. It's not that much different from Monster Hunter Try. That's what I do. And then if you really, really don't need resources, just sell all the mine, all the stuff you get out of your mine and all the bugs you get out of your tree. That's what I do. I don't need things anymore. I'm rolling in bugs and ore. I can't use them.
That's it. That's a too long answer now. Next question from Anonymous. What are some good armors for Unite at level I'm at, and what skills should I gem into them? I am on 4-star chief quests and 3-star guild quests. I try to use every weapon, but my preferences are hammer, sword, and shield, and dual swords. Loving the podcast. Keep up the great work. Please have a Unite podcast episode.
Use the Rathalos armor set, because it always is awesome. If you're on 3-star guild quest, you should be able to fight the Rathalos. Just make that. Or, actually, the blue Rathalos, Azure Rathalos armor is even better, so use that. Next question, Lightning Round!
Lightning Round! Have you guys, from Anonymous again, can you guys have a podcast only about Unite, please? It would really help. Thanks, and keep up the great work. Well, that's the same guy, same thing the last guy said.
Oh. Keep asking questions about Unite, and I'll keep answering them.
Yes. Next question from Anonymous. How do I cut off a monster's tail Raytheon with a lance? Yeah.
Use a shock trap.
Do the up step.
Yeah, if she's really tall, it's going to be hard. Don't bring a lance if you want to cut a tail. Bring a longsword.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's still possible. A good opportunity is when she does this backflip where she attacks with a poison stinger. That's always a good idea to run around her. And when she finishes the attack, you can do the upstep very, very well, and you can hit her tail very well, because she recovers from this backflip quite a long time, and she has a tail very low to the ground at this point. Lightning round!
Lightning round! Excellent answer, Christian.
Next question from Anonymous. I think it's from Dave. So it's like, Dave, Hunter rank 39. What should I do with Raytheon Ruby? I only use long sword and shield and great sword.
This is not a lightning round question. Hold on to it for dear life, and then someday you'll need to make something that you really want, and you'll need it. don't run in that Raytheon Ruby right away, Dave. Because you're going to regret it.
Yeah, it's like your...
Lightning round! Don't do a lightning round with your Raytheon Ruby.
Yes, it's like your virginity.
I'd say more precious than that. I mean, jeez.
I mean,
virginity. You're guaranteed at least one virginity. I mean, you're not guaranteed any Raytheon Rubies. And that's just a fact, Christian.
Next question from Anonymous. How to kill a global with a bowgun? I would still watch Shepard's tutorials. The key is... I think he's writing, and he's not asking how to kill a global with a bowgun, but he's giving hints on how to kill the global with a bowgun.
Have a shield is all that's important.
Yes, and also the key to global is that he always starts in the same place. You bring pitfall trap and bombs, place the trap near the buck collection spot, place the bombs behind where you fish from, fish out the global, shoot the bombs while he wriggles on his back, and finally lure him back into the trap. Alloy armor is good for affinity boost, especially with Pierce or Palace. If you want to use Pierce, use the Jaggy gun parts. If you want to use Palace, use the Royal Launcher parts, which also give you sub shots and pellet shots that gains power underwater. For even better results, use the Barazooka barrel for a great increase in power with a shield. If you want to use elemental shots, go for a Pekko barrel and stock with a light frame. It'll keep you very mobile and allow you to fight from a good range. Personally, I would go with pellet shots, though. The annoying Banabra will be a non-issue when the air is filled with buckshot. Super easy fight. Dodge, blam, blam, dodge, reload, blam.
Wow.
You hear that? That's the sound of a huge bowgun being fired in the background.
Yeah, that's the noise the bear bazooka makes.
Lightning round!
Lightning round!
Anonymous asked to the casters, why isn't Monster Hunter an academic subject? I would totally go for a PhD on it. Monster research.
I'm offering a postdoctorate in it. Whenever you guys want to apply, I'd be willing to help all of you on your thesis.
Yes.
Apply at socialdissonance@gmail.com.
Yes. Next question from Anonymous. Hello, Shepard. I'm not sure if you read your YouTube mail, so I decided to try it posting it here. I love you so much. No, first of all, I love the podcast, so good work. In the recent episode, you said you're not sure if you think your viewers on YouTube would like to watch a blind Let's Play of Monster Hunter 3rd. And I just wanted to say that I personally would like that. I cannot read any Japanese and will be importing, and I think there are a lot of people like me who would enjoy and find it useful to watch you follow along through the game blindly as they are. Also, I wanted to ask that maybe you could make some Unite videos in the last couple of weeks until Monster Hunter Portable 3rd comes out. Just to warm you up on the PSP again, and as I think you said in one of the podcasts, there is really an audience for it. If you do end up having the time, I would really like it if you could do the final invitation duel Raijunk in the arena, and Monster Hunter preferably without ranged weapons, and fully commentated. Thanks so much for your awesome contributions to the internet, and you are very good at Monster Hunter. Smiley face!
Do I have any restrictions on my armor? Because, man, like, those quests are hard with melee weapons.
Also, that's a very specific request. You know, do a couple of these and that, and if you do this, then why don't you do this one?
As lightning as I am, there are people far better than me out there on Monster Hunter Freedom Unite, and...
You said
that's the sound of me getting blasted in the face by their skill. Look for admired Fob and Bizquick.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I think with Monster Hunter 3rd comes out next week, from what I understand.
Could be as early as Tuesday.
So can you do it in 1 week?
I still have to finish up the offline Let's Play. I still have an Uragon, Agnactor, and Big White Whale to kill. Not to mention all those 6-star quests.
And also you have to eat some turkey.
That's tomorrow. Probably for the people listening to this yesterday.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I'm not really sure. When do you eat the turkey?
Thursday. Every third Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Every fourth Thursday.
Today it's not Thursday. It's still Wednesday.
It's
right?
Wednesday. So, yeah, but it's almost Thursday.
So you will be maybe watching to this very dynamic show while you're eating a turkey.
I will. If it's out tomorrow, I'm going to be listening. I'm going to be playing it to everyone while we're eating.
Oh wow, that's going to be
lightning round.
Lightning round. Okay, I think this is going to be the last question for our lightning round. Because I think we finished about half of the questions we had in our backlog. And this last question is from I Am a Hunter. And again, and he asked, I have been playing for a week now and was wondering what there is to do now. I have reached Hunter rank 70. All I have been doing for 2 days is slaughtering Elatrians constantly. What do I do now that I have grinded to a full? Well, I suggest you get a girlfriend. Invite her to your house.
Maybe look at personal hygiene.
Yes, that's it. That's also... Well, do that before you get the girlfriend.
Gainful employment is helpful. Making money is good.
Yes, always. Or maybe get a higher...
In 1 week, you got Hunter rank 70?
That's very quick.
You know what? It's possible. It's possible.
He's been slaughtering Elatrians for 2 days now.
That's intense. Make everything. Everything. And fill out all of your guild cards. Get all the different awards.
And pay your taxes.
Yeah, those are coming up, guys. I mean, it's almost December 1st. Yes. Or January 1st.
Yes.
Pay them early.
Okay.
Life skills apply to everything.
Yes, to everything. especially Excel.
So, like, by my timer, we still have, like, 8 minutes. Do we want to talk for another 8 minutes? Or what else can we talk about now that we're out of the lightning round?
Yeah, I don't know. How are you, man?
I'm good.
Are you going to have a turkey, actually?
There'll be a turkey. I'm not cooking the turkey. But once I get a big enough place, I will do all the cooking. And however, when I do all the cooking, there will not be a turkey. There will only be ham.
Only ham.
These spiral-sliced honey hams are basically the only reason we have holidays in my mind. And it's an opportunity to eat one. And when you don't eat one, that's an opportunity you missed that you don't get again. So... yeah, all of you people out there, you know, you're killing turkeys and whatnot. Like, it's not worth it. Just get a ham. Like, it's not traditional, but in reality, it really is, because there was no turkey at that first Thanksgiving. So yes. You do whatever the heck you want. And there wasn't cranberry sauce in cans either. You want to make your own cranberry sauce, put a pound of cranberries in, a cup of sugar and water, and just boil it. That's how you make cranberry sauce.
Also, I heard about, if you're already destroying traditions, I heard that Santa Claus, right? He doesn't really exist.
It's all in the mind. I mean, you know, maybe it's better. I mean, do you really want some guy breaking to your house and leaving things there?
Yeah.
I mean, last time that happened to me, I really had to get the carpets cleaned, like, a lot, like, professionally cleaned. Steam cleaned.
What? also heard that Santa Claus is red because of Coca-Cola.
That's true.
Yes.
That is true.
Well, yeah, but also I'm actually was trying to complete my Project Devil Joe, but unfortunately my computer didn't crash this weekend, so I didn't really have so much time.
Yeah, we need to get somebody in there, and they need to shake your laptop up. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe somebody can help to destroy my computer so I can play more. But I've been plowing through the four-star quests, I guess. I think they are four-star quests now. So
yeah, but once you're in high rank, things get fun. I mean, they get really exciting. I mean, and that Kuropeko is suddenly like a lot more terrifying. Not only does he do more damage, he's got his Devil Joe buddy.
Yeah. As our listeners already pointed out, I'm also looking forward to actually meet, Devil Joe, because, you know, this is my final goal to the game, and I only have now 1 week left to finish it. I don't think I'm going to make it.
You might. I mean, that other guy did it in 1 week, and he did went the whole way through in 1 week, and he's Hunter Rank 70.
Yeah, but I still have a day job and stuff like that.
That's true, yeah.
And also, I've been struggling with the question of whether to buy this new PlayStation Portable that is Monster Hunter themed with a huge analog knob and all the features we've been talking about on this podcast. And I've come to the conclusion of letting it go.
$400 is a lot of money.
It's just too much. I mean, even
that's a lot of Monster Hunter swag. Think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you can do so many great things with that kind of money.
I'm pretty sure you can commission a real life gun lance for almost that much money.
Yes. Maybe even, wow.
You know what I mean? Or maybe, at the very least, a sword and shield. I mean, geez, like, you know, $400, that's a lot of money.
And in the end, I saw some hands-on reviews on Gizmodo, I think, and they said, you know, it's not even that much bigger. It's just concave instead of convex.
Oh, can you post a link to that review in the show notes?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely post it on the show notes.
Oh, and can I send out a personal appeal to some of the listeners?
Oh,
I have a Play Asia referral link to Monster Hunter Portable 3rd.
Huh?
It's to the Asian version, which is $20 cheaper than the Japanese version. Otherwise, it should be identical. There have been rumors that it may not get some event quests. But in any case, as long as you go onto X-Link Kai or Ad Hoc Party, you should be able to play with Japanese people anyways and use their quests. But anyways, whenever you do that, I get a small commission, which would, if you want to support my videos or this podcast in any way, I would appreciate it very much.
We're going to put it also in the show notes so you can check this link out.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
Everyone
you.
Have a great holiday. Have a great lightning round. Do you think there might be one more Christian next time we meet?
I think we still have enough material for yet another lightning round. So you know, strap in the next time we're going to podcast. Thank you for sending out the questions. Please keep them coming. If you want to get in touch with us, simply write us an email to monsterhuntercast@googlemail.com or comment on our Tumblr blog at monsterhunterpodcast.tumblr.com. Well, I think that's it for this episode. As we said again, you know, next episode will be a lightning round again. Well, maybe this episode was a little bit different from the others, but we thought maybe, you know, to mix it up a little bit, you know, to get rid of some of the questions because they were piling up and stuff like that. And if you have any feedback about this kind of episode, please send it in as well. We will be back next Thursday. We wish you a good hunt, and remember,
woo, lightning round!
Lightning round!